Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the November 2025 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin by continuing Digitally Speaking, DV Radio Buyer's Guide, by Corey G.B. Sickles, WA3UVV. Pricing overall concerning amateur equipment, for those of us in the United States, have increased notably in recent months. This is due largely to the president's tariffs on imported goods from a large swath of countries. With such taxes applied, expect to see higher street prices in case you have not been following such things. Also, the street prices I mention are those at the time I composed this guide. With the end of the year holidays upon us, there may be some sales in effect. Research dealer pricing as you may be able to save some cash. DMR, Anytone AT878UV3. This portable transceiver offers analog and DMR capabilities in a 5-watt dual-band model with a nice color display. Once you have pre-registered your call sign and received a user number, DMR does not natively use call signs, you can then download the user database. When you work, another registered ham, their call sign name, etc., will appear on the display. These radios possess a serious amount of memory, so you do not have to be concerned with not having enough space for the database to fit. You will need to update the user database from time to time in order to keep it current. Overall, it is much easier and less expensive to program than its commercial counterparts. Bridgecom's street price for the AT878UV3 and online training course is $395. Two images on this page show first the Anytone radio and a number of accessories like cables and wrist strap that go along with it. The caption reads, Anytone AT878UV3, tri-band coverage, APRS, and a color display are highlights of this DMR mobile as marketed by Bridgecom Systems. What really sets this DMR radio apart from others is Bridgecom's online training course bundled with the transceiver, courtesy Bridgecom Systems. The other image shows the front of a handheld radio. The caption reads, CS7000M17+. Instead of using an adapter or having to do surgery to an existing radio, you can buy a portable that natively supports M17 and DMR at the same time. Connect Systems Incorporated has worked years to produce a multi-protocol radio, and they are now shipping. Additional codecs, encoder-decoder, are planned, supporting D-Star P25 and others. Courtesy Connect Systems Incorporated. Back to the text. Anytone AT578UV3+. More power is available in the AT578UV3+ mobile radio, which is also a tri-band model, continuing with Bridgecom's efforts to actively support activity on the 222 MHz band. Here, you get up to 5 watts out on this band, plus a maximum of 50 watts out on 2 meters and 45 watts with 70 centimeters. APRS is also supported, as is Bluetooth and a number of other features, some of which are applicable to amateur radio, and some that are decidedly for commercial interests. Street price for the AT578UV3 with Bridgecom's online training course bundle is $515. Connect Systems Incorporated, CSI, markets Anytone products, as well as also producing a line of DMR-capable transceivers. Some of these incorporate M17, which we will cover further down. If memory serves, Connect Systems was the first company in the United States to market DMR radios with firmware developed specifically for hams. I still have a portable from that early time, and it continues to work quite well. CS751VHF and CS750UHF. The CS751VHF is a monoband portable, while the CS750UHF is its UHF counterpart. While most DMR repeater activity is UHF, my local area is best served by a VHF repeater with a large coverage area. Monoband radios represent an inexpensive way to acquire a reliable and well-built gateway into the world of DMR. Each model incorporates a simple display and produces up to 5 watts, 4 watts UHF, of RF out. The firmware allows you to take the radio out of the box and actually configure enough of the parameters to get on the air within a few minutes, without the immediate need for programming software. Street price for either model is $240. CS800 and CS801. Moving into mobiles, the CS800 UHF and CS801 VHF are 50-watt VHF or 45-watt UHF transceivers that are also FCC Part 90 certified. The radios have detachable control heads. Cat5 or above cabling is all that is needed to remote the control heads. The display is monochrome and is supposed to be easy to see even in bright sunlight. Street price is $300 for the CS801 and $300 for the CS800. An image on this page shows a handheld radio. The caption reads, ICOM's top-of-the-line portable is the ID52A, which is currently available in 3 different variations, a notable one being the choice of charging communications connector, courtesy ICOM America. Back to the text. D-Star. ICOM and Kenwood offer D-Star-capable radios. ICOM's commitment is displayed in 8 models at present, with coverage from 1.8 MHz to 10 GHz, soon to be 24 GHz. ICOM also produces D-Star repeaters, which we will cover at another time. D-Star enjoys a robust network of reflectors, which link enthusiasts around the world. ICOM ID52A. This portable is the most recent of ICOM's handheld line of D-Star portables, and is currently being offered in 3 variants. In spite of pricing differences, the only notable diversity I can see are enclosure style and type of charging communications port, USB-C or micro USB-B. Featuring a color screen that's 0.6 inches larger than the ID51, and menu navigation through a D-pad, it offers up to 5 watts on both the 144 MHz and 430 MHz bands. A built-in GPS GNSS receiver allows it to transmit your coordinates as part of the D-Star packets. This data can be bridged via DPRS to the APRS world and displayed on the APRS.fi website. As this model can also contain a list of digital and analog repeaters within its memory, it can also suggest the closest repeater when you are traveling. This is a feature I have used many times with my Teal ID51A. The radio also has a low-speed serial port built-in for connection with a computer and appropriate message or text passing software. It offers extended receive capabilities for the civilian and military airbands, a nice feature to have during air shows. It can also be used to create a terminal or access point node for the D-Star network of reflectors with an appropriate USB micro B accessory cable. Current street pricing for the ID52A is $630. For the Plus 45 model, it's $750, and the Plus 35 60th anniversary model is $700. ICOM ID50A. The ID50A is ICOM's entry-level dual-band D-Star portable. It is a slightly larger and slightly less featured version of the ID52, with a monochrome screen instead of color. It offers the same power levels as the ID52A and many of the same features. As an entry into the world of D-Star, it is attractively priced. If you decide to later acquire an ID52A, then your ID50A can be repurposed as a terminal or access point node as well. Both the ID50A and the ID52A offer an IPX7 rating for moisture and dust resistance. The ID50A is selling with a street price of $500. ID5100A. Moving into D-Star mobiles, we have the ID5100A, which may be discontinued, although that is not yet clear. This was ICOM's sole mobile, configured as a dual-band 50-watt transceiver with a large, detached monochrome screen that is very easy to view head-on while driving. It features similar GPS-GNSS-driven repeater selection features as the D-Star portables in the line. An optional Bluetooth interface is available for hands-free driving if your state or municipality requires it. Of course, it serves nicely as a rig for home use with a suitable power supply. Street price is $480. ID5200A. Announced at this year's Tokyo Ham Fair, ICOM's newest D-Star mobile is the ID5200. This is a 50-watt dual-band transceiver with a color touch screen, with a remotable control panel that, to me, is reminiscent of Kenwood's design aesthetics. I like the new screen layout, as it provides a generous amount of information. The ID5200 supports Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, with direct support for terminal mode and access point mode, negating the need for additional hardware. This additional connectivity supports communications with smartphones and other wireless devices, opening doors for future applications and remote access scenarios. Final specifications have not yet been released, however, the preliminary ones look promising. The ID5200 is not yet approved by the FCC, although dealers are taking reservations, so you can get in the queue now. Two images on this page show first the front panel of a radio. The caption reads, "Revealed at this year's Tokyo Ham Fair, the ID5200 features a color touch screen with a generous amount of information, plus improved wireless communications capabilities via Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. Price is not yet known, but the radio is expected soon. Courtesy DX Engineering." The other image shows the control head of a radio separate from the base unit and a handheld microphone connected to the control head. The caption reads, "IC7100 has long offered D-Star with HF capabilities in a 100-watt rated mobile. Courtesy DX Engineering." Back to the text. IC7100. The IC7100 has long offered D-Star with HF capabilities in a 100-watt rated mobile. Along with D-Star, this transceiver offers all-mode HF operation, plus coverage of our 50 MHz, 144 MHz, and 430 MHz bands. There is a 50-watt limit on the last two bands. This was the first of ICOM's radios to offer a monochrome touchscreen. Featuring a remote control head, the radio body can be neatly tucked away, which is an important point for today's crowded vehicle interiors. The IC7100 can also be the foundation of a compact HF station for home. The speaker on the control head faces backwards. This is not much of an issue at home. However, an external speaker would be a prudent idea for a better mobile receive experience. As a reminder, D-Star has a narrow enough voice bandwidth, to be used on applicable HF subbands, with the exception of 60 meters, as well as our allocations above 29 megahertz. Street price is $1,200. IC9700. With the look of an HF rig, the IC9700 covers 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and 23 centimeters with all mode capabilities, including D-Star. The lower two bands offer up to 100 watts, while the latter can deliver 25 watts. The radio also offers cross-band full duplex operation, which is a highly desired feature for Sirius satellite enthusiasts. While most buyers of the IC9700 are probably more interested in its weak signal capabilities, having D-Star functionality is a nice bonus that adds to the value of the radio. Street price for the IC9700 is $2,100. IC705. ICOM also offers two more portable D-Star transceivers that have become popular with terrestrial and satellite enthusiasts looking for relatively lightweight solutions for mountaintopping and VHF, UHF, SHF contesting. More on that to come. The IC705 is a QRP-ish transceiver that covers 160 meters through 2 meters plus 70 centimeters. It also offers an extended coverage receiver that dips down well into the medium wave broadcast band. With an attached battery, the same as those used by more recent D-Star handheld portables, such as the ID52, power out is 5 watts or less. With external 12-volt power, 10 watts is the limit. The radio also contains a GPS GNSS receiver with logging features. This is very useful for portable operation, especially if you are interested in grid squares. It features an RTTY and CW decoder as well. While not designed with an intended use as a handheld, it is possible to hold it in one hand. With an attached antenna, you could use it for pedestrian mobile. There is no built-in microphone or handy PTT button, so an external microphone or speaker mic will be needed. For CW operation, it is possible to attach a small paddle and have fun that way. It can also become a nice low-power mobile or low-power small-footprint home station, as the entire radio is about the size of the IC7100 control head. Good news here, as ICOM produces a matching automatic antenna tuner, AH705, and there is an increasing number of third-party accessories available owing to the popularity of the rig. Menu and feature control is accomplished through a combination of dedicated and multi-use buttons and knobs, plus access through the color touchscreen. In short, ICOM managed to pack a good deal of value into this product, and it deserves its popularity. Street price is $1,500. The optional IC-AH705 antenna tuner has a street price of $360. IC-905. In a similar but different package, ICOM also is producing the IC-905, which covers select bands in the VHF, UHF, and SHF frequency ranges. Addressing the problem of significant cable losses as frequencies increase, ICOM essentially decided to retask the IC705 enclosure as a control head for the IC905, with the RF sections in a remote and weather-resistant enclosure that can be mounted on a standard mast next to the antennas. Communications between the two sections is accomplished through Ethernet with PoE, power over Ethernet, to the actual transceiver. There is no provision for internal attached battery operation, as this is not practical. Powered externally, the IC905 offers 10 watts out on 144 megahertz, 430 megahertz, and 1200 megahertz. The maximum output is 2 watts on 2300 MHz and 5600 MHz. If you want to participate in 222 MHz, 902 MHz, and 3300 MHz band operation, you will need to add third-party transverters. The IC905 is capable of multi-mode operation, including analog television. The built-in color touch screen can be used as a TV display, both for transmitting and receiving. D-Star support on 1200 MHz plus includes the DD high-speed 128 kbps data rate. An optional IC-CX10G module is available, adding 10 GHz capabilities with an output power of 500 milliwatts. That may not seem like much, but coupled directly to a reasonably sized dish antenna, it can yield rewards during microwave contests and sprints. ICOM also markets several antennas for the supported bands of this radio. At Hamfair 2025 in Tokyo, ICOM again teased a 24 GHz transverter option, which apparently will have a 1/2 watt output, the same as the 10 GHz model. Apparently, it will use the 5600 MHz band as the intermediate frequency for 24 GHz operation. ICOM also showed off some new antennas, denoting their further support of this radio and our microwave allocations. I hope to see the 24 GHz transverter appear as a shippable item by the time we get to Hamvention 2026. If one were to purchase both the IC705 and IC905, you would have the essentials of a full duplex satellite station for all of the modes I believe are currently in use. That is a lot of spectra to let you explore D-Star as well. Street price for the IC905 presently sits at $2,700, while the optional IC-CX10G is an additional $1,000. Kenwood TH-D75 Portable. The TH-D75A is the only D-Star portable with true APRS. Even better, it is a very complete feature set. Offering 5 watts in a tri-band 144, 222, 430 package, with a color screen and packaged with a sturdiness that echoes Kenwood's commercial and public safety products, the THD75A is a very attractive option for the D-Star enthusiast. The A-band extends around the 3 ham bands, and the B receiver also extends from 10 kHz to 76 MHz, plus the North American FM broadcast band, civil and military aviation bands, and a bit more. As part of the DPRS and APRS support, a GPS GNSS antenna and receiver are built in. A Bluetooth transceiver is also included, so hands-free operation is possible. At present, this is the only D-Star radio that supports 222 MHz operation, too. However, this will soon be changing, read on. Street price for the TH-D75A is $750. An image on this page shows the front panel of a radio. The caption reads, "Another just-over-the-horizon product is Kenwood's upcoming TH-D750A tri-band mobile, a long-anticipated companion to their TH-D75 portable. Kenwood's unmatched support for APRS and D-Star continues with this newest model. Final specifications and pricing, as well as the radio, are expected soon. Courtesy JVC Kenwood." We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.